And it's Mike Robb, two of my favorite people on the planet, also happen to be two of the funniest as well. Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham back again for a second season of Playing House on USA, but it wasn't easy getting there, and they'll tell us how they managed to accomplish that. Plus, show me the money. Is that really the way sports agents operate these days? There's a new series on Esquire that'll show the real part of that business, and we get a sneak preview. Let's get to the point.
This is the point. The Point Radio. Get the Point Radio.
Jessica St. Clair and Lennon Parham are back for a new season of Playing House on USA. But getting there, well, was an interesting journey with a lot of work done by fans on social media. In fact, those that love the show pretty much made social media their bitch.
No, I think our fans really made social media their bitch. They took over and said that they demanded the show back. They've become very attached to the show. I think they see themselves in it and they feel like it's like ownership over it. And they really wanted more and they weren't shy about, you know, tweeting pictures of themselves dressed as our characters or Bo Cephas in front of a Smithsonian.
Yeah, they're like a very passionate and aggressive group of people, but also extremely polite, if that means anything.
And very, very, very smart and relentless.
Yeah, and you know, we actually write back to all of our fans.
Yeah.
That wasn't like a strategic thing. We just were so...
We're so grateful.
We're so grateful that people are watching it, loving it. So we always write back to whoever writes us and
yeah.
say thanks. And I think that connection we've made with a lot of people, I think, goes a long way.
I think that's the power of Twitter, really,
yeah.
is having direct access to us and to our fans, because we can say, oh, my God, good luck on your finals this Friday, you know, or I'm sorry you're feeling sad about going to college.
Yeah, or why do we know? I know, like, that someone
yeah.
just became a registered nurse. Like, we
yeah.
know more about our family.
There's one woman who works in the, she works at the OBGYN
yes.
at the hospital. And
yes.
She was saying that she was going to hang out with her babies. And I was like, well, after taking care of everybody else's babies, you should get a break. And she
wow.
was like, I can't believe you remember that.
There's a lot of rewards for fans of the show this season, including new episodes that appear, well, even before they air, and a lot of extras, too, in the on-demand section at USA. So who was behind this?
Well, we do everything because we're crazy, but we basically, you know, our show got renewed for a second season because of word of mouth, and people really,
yeah.
after the show had aired, started to discover it.
And it did really well on video on demand and online, and so they capitalized on that and the way that people are now watching television in this new way where they're binge watching it or getting it on demand. And so they made available the next week's episode a week earlier for people who have on-demand service.
Right.
And that's marketable. So that's how we actually paid for the show this year.
Right.
And also these integrated ads that we did, we actually wrote ads with Comcast, Samsung, and Toyota through our writer's room and shot them so that people feel like the ads are part of the show.
Yeah, that it's enjoyable to watch them. And then we also hired one of our best friends to do these little videos that you see. And he just was on set, you know, capturing all these moments, and we just had a blast. And as the episodes go on, we have more and more great behind-the-scenes footage that
yeah.
we're going to release.
All right, so where do we find things in season two?
Well, the season picks up like 4.5 months after the baby is born, and the girls are coming out of that fog of new parenthood where you're actually trying to put on real pants and get back out into the world. So
yeah.
we see Maggie, Lennon's character, start to date. I set her up on a night of Tinder dates that go, of course, horribly awry and end up with her with human milk on her shirt and us trying to dry her boobs in a public bathroom. She has her first sex dream post baby, and that is to have sex with both of the Property Brothers, which we then filmed that scene.
Yeah, we did a dream sequence that was a real moment.
It looks like a Stevie Nicks video, and they are in white jeans that are two sizes too small, so you're welcome, America.
Yeah, and Anna's character is also kind of getting back out there, and she's starting, you know, she has this longtime ex-boyfriend played by Keegan-Michael Key that's like a will-they-won't-they kind of thing throughout the season, but he's also married to an amazing woman that we call Bird Bone. And so I think a lot of, you know, the characters are doing a lot of growing and stretching. So you're going to see a lot of the heart that you came to know and love from the first season, but it's also mixed up with a bunch of hilarious hijinks. Yeah.
Like last year, there's some pretty impressive guest stars that pop up on the show this season. I was curious about how the girls manage that.
Well, we have this very unique way of doing things, which is like if we have a, like we had a dream of having Kenny Loggins on the show.
Yeah.
And so everyone was like, that's insane. He hasn't done television. There's no way he's going to do it. So we wrote him this crazy letter that is just totally honest about how obsessed we are with him.
We sent him a video of me and my friend Leslie at his concert in Long Island where he came out of the audience singing Celebrate Me Home, and we're just like, oh my God. And then we sent him a clip from our show because Celebrate Me Home is really an anthem for the for Emma and Maggie.
And then it turned out his wife was a huge fan, and she was like, you got to do the show. So then when we met Kenny and he played for us like in a private concert on his tour bus, we literally burst into tears. Like, it's just, it's exciting. But I think people
he
are
still
like,
got it. If you're wondering,
he's still got it. Darius Rucker was another obsession of ours, and he ended up being a fan of Playing Houses. So we tweeted at him, "Would he like to come and play a love interest of Lennon's?" And he did it, and it was magical.
Yeah.
So like, we just, you know what, we just kind of went for it this season because we thought, you know, why not?
So as the buzz begins to get a third season on the network, I asked the girls if they'd ever consider doing it in another venue.
You know, I think there's lots of opportunities for people. I mean, the show lives online right now.
Yeah.
You can watch it on demand. And, you know, USA has been an incredible partner, so we would hope to stay there. And who knows what the future holds, you know?
Playing House with new episodes every Tuesday on USA, and a brand new episode debuts right after that on USA On Demand. You can also catch up on a full run of last year's episodes and some extras, too. Again, all at USA On Demand. A bunch of treats coming up for Walking Dead fans. That's just part of what we're talking about in pop culture. The Muppets are moving to HBO, and they're bringing the rest of Sesame Street with them. In an exclusive five-year agreement, HBO will fund production of Sesame Street and some related programming in exchange for having an exclusive window for the series. Reruns will then air back in the usual place on PBS stations around the country. The new episodes, which, by the way, are both in English and Spanish, will begin airing coming up in a few weeks. Machinima has made all five seasons of Battlefield Friends available on iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, and Xbox Live. The series, which spoofs shooter games, began in early April and has racked up over 100 million views so far. The Cartoon Network full-length feature, the regular show, The Movie, will debut electronically and on DVD before it hits the network. It'll be available on DVD coming up in October, and will premiere before that on places like iTunes, Google Play, Amazon Instant Video, and more, coming up on September 1st. It'll then air on the network later this year. There'll be an exclusive edition of The Walking Dead Compendium Volume 3, and the only place you can get it will be Barnes & Noble. This particular edition will have a special variant cover and a poster. And like the regular one, it contains over 1,000 pages, including issues number 97 through 144. The regular edition will be in comic stores on October the 13th, but the special edition will also be in Barnes & Noble on that very same day. After being on the shelf for over a decade, Jim Lee's epic Batman story, Batman Europa, is finally going to make it into comic stores. The new series was announced back in October 2004 as a four-issue miniseries inspired by Jim's year he spent in Italy. The work features not only Jim Lee, but also some classic European artists as well, and a script by Brian Azzarello. First issue of the series will appear in comic stores in November. Twitter's Periscope app is a raging success with over 10 million users just 4 months after it began. According to a blog from the co-founders, they say they're seeing over 40 years' worth of video watched every day on the app. If you can't wait for the new Heroes reboot to hit NBC in a month or so, there's a digital prequel up right now on Hulu. Heroes Reborn Dark Matter is appearing this week with new episodes on Hulu right now. Thousands of Walking Dead fans will have a chance to win tickets to see the premiere of the new season a couple of days before it airs on AMC and in Madison Square Garden in New York. It's all part of a special event that ties into New York Comic Con. If you'd like more details, you can get them right now at the New York Comic Con website, newyorkcomiccon.com. Frederick Pohl's novel Gateway is coming to sci-fi as a one-hour scripted series. Producers from Battlestar Galactica and Falling Skies will be attached to it, and it should premiere sometime next year on the network. Meanwhile, Childhood's End, the adaptation of the Arthur C. Clarke novel, premieres over three consecutive nights on Sci-Fi. That begins on Monday, December 14th.
The Point, The Point.
I say show me the money, and you say Jerry Maguire. For a couple of decades, that's been our conception of the sports agent. But is it really true? Well, that's about to be blown apart by a new series called The Agent on the Esquire Network. I talked to sports agent Peter Schaefer about the show and the misconceptions we've had, well, ever since Jerry Maguire.
Well, Mike, I think well, the goal of this show is to show people not the final 5% that people saw in Jerry Maguire when Ballers or Entourage, but the 95% of the heavy lifting that goes on behind the scenes. And, you know, the stuff that happens 24-7, that happens in cities like Tallahassee, Florida, and Mobile, Alabama. And, you know, really the hard work and dedication and passion that, you know, a lot of agents who toil in anonymity do just about every day of the week.
So what are we going to see on the show?
Well, you're going to see a lot of successes, a lot of disappointments, a lot of times spent at Waffle Houses and Courtyard Marriott, just traveling around, meeting the family, the recruiting process, the training process for the combines and the pro days. The joy and success of the draft day, and then that's sort of like wide world of sports, you know, the thrill of victory and the agony of defeat.
Since the days of that Tom Cruise movie, there have been a few changes in the business, too.
Well, I think social media and the internet, in terms of my business, gets a lot of information out there, and you know, it really helps to educate the players. And if you have an educated consumer, you know, they're your best customer. So, you know, if you're doing a good job and good work, the players are going to find out about it. And you can't really hide anything anymore. Everything's just out there. And if you're doing a good job, shoot it. You know, that's great. If you're not, well, you know, you got to deal with it. And usually competition spurs people on to be better at what they do. No different in your business, Mike. And you know, I think it's the same in my business.
So what was the best deal that Peter ever negotiated?
You know, I don't know if there's any one particular deal, but, you know, shoot, Barry Sanders was the highest paid player in the NFL. Chad Brown played for 15 years for the Seahawks, was the highest paid linebacker. Joe Thomas, who's still playing for the Browns, the highest paid offensive lineman in the league. But those are the great big deals. But, you know, also getting C.J. Anderson in the right place in Denver, who's going to have a great year. And, you know, I think the continuation of a great career with the Broncos and Coach Kubiak out there in Denver. They're all, you know, each one of these players' careers matter to them. So it's not just the great players, and I've been fortunate enough to represent three guys that are in the Hall of Fame. And everyone matters, and, you know, we're just fortunate enough to work with some great players.
How did you get into this end of the business anyway?
Well, shoot, back in the late 80s, when I was 6 years old, obviously, after I graduated law school, I played lacrosse in college 1 year in the pros and, you know, found out that I really couldn't make a living playing lacrosse until... This was a great way to combine my passion for the law, my passion for sports, and I started out by representing late-round draft choices like Eric Norgaard from Colorado, played for the Titans for a decade, and David Tate, who played for the Bears for a decade, and you start at the bottom and you work your way up. You know, we grind, Mike. That's all we do. We just try to make a few first downs every day.
See Peter and other guys who make a real-life living out of being sports agents in the new series, The Agent, every Tuesday on the Esquire Network.
The point.
July in comic book stores saw graphic novels continue to climb again, this time up just a little bit, about 1.29%. With the numbers up against where they were last year, and graphic novels are up about 5% here in 2015. All that being said, here is your top 10 best graphic novel sellers in comic stores in July. Batman Eternal Volume 2 came in at number 10. Civil War, the first volume, at number 9. At number 8, New Suicide Squad Volume 1. Number 7 was Divinity. Autumn Lands Volume 1 came in at number 6. DC again at number 5 with Batman Harley Quinn. Red Sonja came in at number 4, the 1973 volume. Number 3 was Hawkeye Volume 4. The number 2 bestseller, The Wicked and the Divine Volume 2. And Vertigo topped the list at number 1 for the best-selling graphic novel in July in comic stores with Fables Volume 22. That's it for the podcast right now, but we're back as we always are, and you don't have to miss a thing. Subscribe to us right now in the iTunes podcast directory and follow us on websites like comicmix.com and getthepointradio.com. On Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, you can find us under The Point Radio. See you back here in a few days.
Get The Point Radio.